you do understand that we need to, you know, send information like this through to the listeners out there.
For sure.
Just briefly, just tell us what's going on. What is Chance to Advance?
Well, the Chance to Advance program is the first of its kind at UNISA. The program started off with the concept of a summer school, where during the summer period we open up the university to the members of the public, no matter who they are, and they could register in a wide range of programs. Short workshops.
Like,
For example, we have career planning, preparing for the working world. We had business proposal writing. We have health and wellness workshops. Radio production, for that matter. Cinematography. So everything from social justice, development and transformation to the world of work, education and careers, to personal growth and development, and to the creative arts. It's quite a holistic range of programs.
This is very dynamic. I mean, if it's only a UNISA sort of program, do you guys have any assistance from people outside, like internationally?
Yes. Okay. Some of our presenters are internationally recognized. Nice. They've presented at, you know, on the international stage and international conferences at other universities around the world. They've worked with community organizations across the world. So the caliber of our facilitators is really high. These are all subject matter experts in their various fields. And they are passionate. They're passionate about communicating what they've learned, what they've researched, and making sure that the public have access to this information in a user-friendly and relevant format.
You know, from an economic sense, I do the economic updates with a lady. I'm sure this helps with a whole lot of unemployment issues and lack of skills. Do you think that this sort of bridges the gap between helping people to be something in the future? I mean, not withholding the fact that UNISA also offers degrees.
Most certainly. You see, Manny, what we're actually doing here falls into the category of informal learning.
Right.
Now, the mainstream of what a university does in this country is formal learning. Your
education.
Degrees and your postgraduate qualifications and so on. And then you have a category called non-formal learning. Non-formal learning is your short learning programs. For example, you may have a short learning program in risk management or financial management or human resource management. The category that this program falls into, the Chance to Advance, falls into informal learning. Informal learning is to get people to understand the joys of learning, to get them to develop a culture of learning. Because for too long in this country, we have had an elitist mindset. We said that only a select few can actually study.
And to actually be honest, I just feel that I want to actually like link it with laziness in a sense. I think that some people don't have the energy to actually progress in formal learning. So I think informal category you talk about is...
You see, we're placed in a very unique position in this country because we have this historical divide between those who had access to quality learning and those who didn't. In addition to that, we had major socioeconomic challenges. In certain communities, bread, you know, you can take for granted. And in other communities, just to get that loaf of bread to feed the family for that day, you know, would be a challenge. Electricity would be a challenge. Sewage and water would be a challenge. So
and I
one
think this
must
is very, sorry, I just think it's very relevant, especially in our country.
Exactly,
South Africa,
exactly. We need to understand that we, because of the socioeconomic challenges which have contributed also to the crisis in education, because of the historical divide in the haves and the have-nots in education, we have an educational crisis. As a result of that, you mentioned laziness, you know. What about the nutrition that people are receiving? You know, we may just automatically look at someone and say, you will amount to nothing, as teachers often tell their pupils. But the question is, has that pupil had received the proper nutrition? Do they have electricity in their home? Is the father working in a mine somewhere and the grandmother or the mother having to take care of these kids? So we have the confluence of social challenges, economic challenges, and our political history, which have contributed to a perfect storm. Mm. And that is why we have the situation we have now. And that is why dealing with formal education, yeah, only saying to the population that only a handful of you, a tiny percentage of South Africans, can enter into learning, you know, is beyond my conscience. Mm. We cannot tolerate such a thing. What we need instead is to mobilize the entire nation to say, whoever you are, no matter what your background is,
go ahead.
You have the seeds of great possibilities. You have capacity. You have the agency to change yourself, to change your community. Learn whoever you are.
Thank you very much for your time. And everything that you gave, I owe you a chocolate, not a kiss, because I'll take it away. Wisi will give us the news at the top of the hour. And then after that, we'll be just dwelling on the petty talk that we talked about just before. But for now, here is the news at the top of the hour with Wisi.
News at the top of the hour on New FM.
It is 10 o'clock, and I am Obusi Mabaso for UNISA Radio. UNISA Art Gallery held an exhibition for the advanced diploma students of visual arts from the Department of Art History, Visual Arts and Museology on Saturday, the 29th January 2011 at the Khorong Building, Malkanek Campus in Pretoria. Dr. Nombeko Mpako presented an opening speech and address stating that exhibitions of this kind were always exciting because student artists have explored diverse types of subject matter which reflects their identity. The College of Human Sciences on Wednesday, 26th of January 2011, Deputy Executive Dean Prof. Opa Mashela was appointed as Acting Executive Director of Learner Support until the end of April 2011. Prof. Lois Ojita, who was School Director for the School of Education, is now Acting Deputy Dean. He furthermore stated that with all the support of his colleagues and the leadership of the college and UNISA in general, he would be able to do his best. And moving over to the weather side, Pretoria is partly cloudy with temperatures reaching 25 degrees. Johannesburg, partly cloudy with 22 degrees Celsius. And recapping your top stories, student exhibition of UNISA Art Gallery, the College of Human Sciences, Beat Goes. I am Obusi Mabaso for the Central News Agency, reporting for UNISA Radio, the African voice. It's all about you.
News at the top of the hour on New FM.